This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about vaccinations.
Our question to you is, should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? This is a question that's happening and a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Results so far, yes at 86.8% and 13.2% no. This is on Twitter.
Over on Instagram, 93% say yes, 7% say no. Do we have any messages, Frida?
Not on WhatsApp.
Okay, well, I have a whole bunch to get through on Instagram. Let me just scroll down. Okay, so we've got Rema here who says herd immunity is required. Scott says, yeah, it's the right thing to do. Amrit says, freedom of choice to have to the individual. People have a right to choose and it needs to be respected. Ashwini says, employers have a responsibility to keep the workplace safe for all. And maybe one last one here from 5 Feet Wanderers who says, for everybody else's safety and sanity.
Right. You know, so that comment about the right to choose, I totally agree with the right to choose. So the employees also have the right to choose.
True.
Right?
True.
On what their business decision is and their, you know, the decision to only hire people because it affects other people, right? So it's the right to choose, the repercussions of the right to choose and, you know, and what have you. So understanding that when you decide not to do, what does it mean? What does it entail? Right? Because this is a global issue.
Right. Tell us what you think. Should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Now, moving on to our next story on the show today. Pharmacists are protesting against a link in our MySajatra app to a private e-commerce company selling COVID-19 self-test kits. Now, the Malaysian Pharmacist Society has also questioned the legality of the site's name and said the online sale of self-test kits poses various risks, including inaccurate results.
So the society raises concerns in a letter to Nohaliza Halim, Senior Director of Pharmaceutical Services at the Health Ministry. MPS President Amrahi Buang said the society was utterly disappointed and outraged that the MySajatra mobile application had been linked to Pharma2U, an e-commerce platform which sells COVID-19 self-testing kits. He said the direct selling of COVID-19 self-testing kits without proper guidance and education from pharmacists will heighten the risk of inaccurate test results due to lack of clarification and counselling in handling the tests. This will also risk cross-contamination under-reporting of test results via the MySajatra application due to poor handling techniques, and improper disposal of test kits will also be a danger to environment and increase the risk of COVID-19 transmission.
Yeah, Amrahi also noted that Pharma2U was not a company under the control and management of a registered pharmacist, and the use of the word pharma in its name was in contravention of the Registration of Pharmacists Act 1951. The law apparently forbids companies from using any term containing the word pharma as it will confuse members of the public. Amrahi said the MPS was utterly disappointed at the addition of the e-commerce platform to the MySajatra app, saying it contravenes various clauses in the ministry's COVID-19 management guidelines. Under these clauses, only licensed community pharmacy premises or approved healthcare facilities are allowed to sell COVID-19 self-testing kits.
He also said the society was outraged with the unfair advantage given to Pharma2U in the dominant position in the MySajatra application over community pharmacies. The MySajatra application should instead include maps to guide the public to the nearest community pharmacy to get their self-test kits. A check on the MySajatra app found that a new feature called COVID-19 self-test has been added.
Yeah.
And users are shown links to test kits of 3 different brands, Selixium, G-Mate and Just Check, an option for bulk and corporate orders. All links for buying the kits lead to the Pharma2U website, which you can find, right?
So a quick check this morning on the Pharma2U website shows that the self-test kits were not available for online sales temporarily. There was a full notice there, and basically the notice says that the self-test kits are not available for online sales temporarily, and that customers who have successfully purchased their orders will be shipped as confirmed. And for those that need the self-test kits urgently, they can purchase it at their community pharmacies and healthcare facilities. So this, I'm not entirely sure if this is
a reaction to that, but I can see where the pharmacists are coming from completely, right? Because I think also when you go through the pharmacist and when they check you properly and everything, okay, once business aside, right, then they can also report.
Yes.
Right, because they know the right way to test and all that. And then, because sometimes what happens with self-test cases, I got COVID, but I don't tell anybody.
Yes, that's the other thing, right? Reporting when you're positive.
Right, so now at least with somebody, there's responsibility of the pharmacist to report it as well if someone's been tested positive, right? So when you do this, like you buy your self-test case, okay, I'm positive, but I don't tell anybody.
The other thing is you don't want to have people who buy these kits and then use it inaccurately.
Yeah.
You know, they don't use it correctly and they think that they're negative, but they're actually positive. So, I mean, sometimes it does help to have someone tell you, even if it's over the counter, this is how you do it. And just as a reminder,
trained professional.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, you see where they're concerned about this as well. And we'll keep you updated on what happens with this. But for now, our top story today is about vaccinations. Should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? Why or why not? Frida, do we have a message to read?
No.
Oh, okay. That was something else, I guess. But here's a few more just to take us into the next talk. So we've got Bubbly 1306 who says, safer for everyone working in the same office, not only protection for themselves, but for others too. Mm. We've got Kwan who says, it's all about achieving herd immunity. Everybody play their part, please. Dennis says, vaccination ensures protection for everyone unless due to health conditions. And Harish just says, it's the best. Now, coming back to what Dennis said, you know, vaccination ensures protection for everyone unless due to health conditions. It does put people who can't take the vaccination due to medical reasons in a bit of a fix, doesn't it? This rule of making it mandatory.
Right. And I think that's they also feel responsible. If something should happen again, then they get blamed again, right? You know, okay, you never took care of your staff, you know, that sort of thing. So you also have to understand where they're coming from. And you have a choice, right? You have, everybody has a choice, but with every decision you make, again, there are the consequences.
It's not an easy choice, not for everyone. Should employers make vaccinations mandatory for staff? Why or why not? You have about 14 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we've got a story about cash for early startups. How do you get your hands on that? Well, stay tuned. Here's Jimi Hendrix with Purple Haze. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.